traffic cameras have been an item of interest to the municipalities, much like Sioux City and others around the state. And a lot of people that are opposed to them because they're not maybe accurately fair to say when the fine goes to a owner of the vehicle. It may not be the person that it was actually violating. But tell us, give us the update as to what's been happening at the state capitol with regard to traffic cameras.
The bill that passed out of the Public Safety Committee was that the cities have to put them in a high accident area, and they have to show the state that, you know, this is a very high risk area. They have to give 30 days notice that they're going to put a camera there, so they just can't put it up and start fining people. All proceeds from that, after the expenses are paid, 40% goes to the city and 60% goes to the state. That is, right now it's earmarked for EMS, because that it should be a required service, but they say it's not an essential service, which in my opinion, EMS is an essential service. You have to have that, and so I'm happy to see that those funds will be at this point in time will be directed toward that. And so that's the update. An outright ban on the traffic cameras is probably not gonna ever pass. But this is a way that I think is fair for both parties. The cities will still retain some funds, but the state is going to receive some funds to use, you know, for other purposes as well.